Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good evening. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Saturday, July 20th. I'm Donna Vaughn, and here's what's happening. Relentless, stifling heat continues across the tri-state tonight with temps in the mid-90s and real feels in the triple digits. The city's excessive heat warning remains in effect until Sunday night at 8. Some attendees at the Yankees game had to leave early on Saturday because they say it was just too hot to handle. An air conditioning meltdown at the Bergen County Jail has drawn protesters as heat and humidity reach dangerous levels. Bergen County Sheriff Anthony Curiton says the AC went out in two areas of the jail around 9:30 at night Friday. Detainees were put in areas with working AC while the issue was quickly repaired, according to the sheriff. A homeless man squatting in a Manhattan ATM vestibule was asked to leave by a bank teller, but police say that instead of packing, the man stabbed the 58-year-old woman with a hypodermic needle. It happened at a Citibank near Broadway and West 32nd Streets in Manhattan on Friday. Reportedly, as the man tried to lay out a lawn chair in the bank entrance, the victim was treated at an urgent care facility. Some criticism for President Trump today on his administration's handling of the immigration crisis at the nation's border with Mexico. It came from one of the four members of Congress who the president recently tweeted should go back to their own countries, even though three of them were born in the U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says President Trump's tweets reveal his true agenda, which is ethnicity and racism, not immigration. American hip-hop star A$AP Rocky is still behind bars in Sweden, and he won't be getting any special treatment, even though the White House has intervened on his behalf. The Swedish prime minister reports getting a call from President Trump about the rapper, but says everyone in Sweden is, quote, equal before the law. A$AP Rocky was detained on probable grounds for serious assault earlier this month and has missed several tour dates. And word now of a Listeria scare. The Fresh Market and Target are recalling some of their salads and sandwiches because of potential contamination, according to the FDA. It includes items like egg salad, tuna salad, deviled egg sandwiches, and Thai lobster salad, all of it made on June 18th. 1010 Winds AccuWeather says no relief from the heat tonight, the low only 82, and still stuffy under clear to partly cloudy skies. Sunshine again tomorrow, the high 97, real feels near 110. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.